वंशकल्पतरुवशाकृपसिन्धुवैव च पतितानं पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपिस्ताय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि. My dear devotees and all participators in this call, it is a great honor for me to address all of you. I have the greatest respect for all those who are consciously doing something for the upliftment of society, and especially those who assist the devotees to live a balanced life, physical and emotional. They deserve really all of my respects. So I would like to address you on the subject matter of launching the Bhaktivedanta Medical Association. I have been informed by Sundarananda about the purpose of this wholesome healthcare system, where you take really all medical approaches to good health into account. And you have my great appreciation. This integrative medical care and health advice is something by which you will really address all devotees, all their concerns, and all their, their needs. It's extremely respectable what you have in mind. And I want to share a very deep thought to this. Now, as I'm speaking, I notice one or two of you are not yet muted, so that we all hear the kitchen noises which are going on in your life, or something like this. So maybe all of us would like to check, are we muted already? And then we will have a better sound. Who, from where do we get the sound? Virenratore, you need to mute yourself. That will be very, very charitable to all of us. Good. Fine. When we set out to do something so comprehensive, it's very important that we connect ourselves with principles and values that maintain us and our enthusiasm, that inspire us, and that at times help us to grow beyond ourselves. In other words, overcoming the obstacles where we usually shrink back. That is possible when we align ourselves and our mind with an inspiring vision and mission. I think every one of us, and also all the devotees and people who will hear about this, will breathe a sigh of relief. Oh, finally there's something offered in ISKCON. I think there is not one person in the creation of Lord Brahma who will not immediately see how absolutely necessary praiseworthy this effort is. But I think we all know on whom, you doctors know on whom the, let us say, the weight of this responsibility rests, that it will mean that you carve out some extra time to do it. There will be situations like the one which we experience when our dear Bhakti Charu Maharaj all of a sudden faced this unexpected challenge in the hospital, and where a team of you were rushing to his aid, advising the staff in that Orlando hospital. But yes, there will be unexpected calls upon your time when something happens which we did not plan. And it is important that we, as doctors, I say we because I'm thinking I'm also a doctor of the soul, but mostly it's you, in this medical association, it's you really. It's important that you know where you can obtain your strengths from. Let us be very, very clear. If we can use our talents, our intelligence, and our professional skills in the service of Krishna's devotees, this is the highest thing we can do. As you all know, there is this quotation where Krishna has a talk with Arjuna, and Krishna tells Arjuna, "Arjuna, please listen. Those who say they are directly my devotees are not my devotees. But those who say, and I would like to add, who act like the devotees of my devotees, they are very, very dear to me." A doctor has the ability to become very dear to Krishna by caring for Krishna's devotees. And in this way, his approach to Krishna will be very clear. It's an honor to serve those who are trying to serve Krishna. And it's an honor to serve those who in their health, because we know when the body is healthy and the mind is healthy, then devotees can engage better in sadhana, their individual practices, and in seva, in services. By helping the devotees, a lot of sadhana is facilitated and a lot of seva is facilitated. And Krishna is so pleased when he sees that the spiritual practices and the services of to him are increased. I would like to share with you a very endearing incident which makes clear how much Krishna is pleased when the devotees are served. When the Mumbai temple, which is now I think known as the Hare Krishna land, but when the Mumbai temple in Juhu was built, Srila Prabhupada was very eager that adequate living facilities would be created for the devotees. You know, the devotees had come to this land, which was a mosquito and rat infested jungle, and they had fallen sick because of the poor accommodations. I heard the water was, when there was rain, was falling through the roof. The poor sanitary conditions, water and food were sanitary wise and very difficult positions. And Prabhupada wanted that proper living facilities would be created for the devotees, so that the devotees would not continue to fall sick with jaundice and malaria and all these tropical illnesses. So to have this these living facilities built Prabhupada relied on one Mr. Sethi. So when Prabhupada visited in 1977, he was given a tour by this Mr. Sethi so that he could inspect the newly built facilities for the devotees. Then Prabhupada told Mr. Sethi, it's the duty of the spiritual master to provide accommodation for his disciples. Prabhupada said, it's my personal duty to take care that these devotees have proper accommodation so that they stop getting sick like this. And then he made a statement which I think will give goosebumps on your back. It's so emotionally full. It's such a promise by Prabhupada. He said to Mr. Sethi, and just as you are building these rooms for my disciples here at Hare Krishna land, he said, Lord Krishna is making your rooms ready in Krishna Loka. Wow. This is how important Srila Prabhupada thought devotee care was. That Krishna takes so much notice of someone who takes care and gives health care of his devotees, that he makes personal arrangements for such a person. So when Mr. Sethi heard this, that Krishna is building rooms for him in Krishna Loka, he felt obviously, wow, I really don't deserve this. And he responded, I'm a sinful man. How I can go to Krishna Loka? He had this question. And Prabhupada answered to him, that I will see to. This is not your duty. I will see that you will go to Krishna Loka. When I read this, I made a mark in my book. It is found in this beautiful book, which I think some of you are familiar with, I Built You a Temple, the jewel story written by Giriraj Maharaj. When I found this, I made a note in the book. I usually, let me see. Krishna. It doesn't reflect. Moment here. Here you see in the your left corner there. I put a line in the book. I usually don't do this because it's not good to mark sacred books, you know, directly into the text. But it struck me so much how Prabhupada underlined the value of devotee care. He said, once again, just as you are building these rooms for my disciples here at Hare Krishna land, Lord Krishna is making your rooms ready in Krishna Loka. And you don't have to take care that you get there. I will take care personally. So my dear devotees, I really think that even higher than building rooms is the direct health care. I know when I had my difficult health challenges, how I was looking for the proper advice, what to do, what not to do. When someone was able to help me, I felt just so relieved that now I can take care of it. And this relief is already half of the cure because you see some hope at the end of the tunnel. So I can only say, my dear devotees, Krishna will certainly become extremely attentive to your spiritual lives by your service of the devotees. And I wish you all the best. I wish you that you always will be able to see in your life this service is so wonderful. It is such an opportunity. I wish you that you will be able to stick with this and bring others on board. I wish that you will form a nourishing sangha amongst yourself, where you can encourage each other to remain in service. I have been, as Sundarananda has said, yes, I somehow share great affection for him and his family, his son and his daughter-in-law. Krishna brought us together, and we always appreciate our sangha. I have seen him as a very dutiful, a very determined, a very capable person. And I have heard about the other members in the leadership. I know Parijata and have high respect for her. I think I see amongst you another devotee I know, Ram Brinkman. Is that Ramburu? Wonderful Ramburu. Hare Krishna. I recognize you from the time when we surfed together in the Heidelberg Yatra. And I have seen a few others. I think you have a wonderful sangha here and a wonderful opportunity. I have great faith in the leadership. I know only Sundarananda close, but I think he has a team around himself. And I do not know at the present moment what are the names. It's not important also. But I know that the devotees are very grateful that you do this. And you will be our heroes. This will be, you know, we are entering into the decade of tears also, because many of my God brothers are now becoming elderly, and we will lose in the coming decades a few of them, because they're just, the body is worn out, and there will be necessary health care. I think also the times in which we live will throw many more illnesses on us. It's so much stress is there, so much environmental pollution, the food is not as nourishing, and people are very much pushed into a sitting lifestyle or putting themselves into a sitting lifestyle. All these factors and many more contribute to ill health. So I know your services will be in high demand. I wish you all the best. I have already spoken a little bit too long, but I will now, my time is up. I will give the word over to Sundarananda. But thank you very much. And really, Prabhus, you are our heroes in doing this. This is a very important service, very needed service. And Krishna will very much, and Krishna and Srila Prabhupada will very much take care of you. You have no worries in your life if you can just continue to render the service. All the best, and Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.